Chad Forshino with us this morning. How many years, my friend, have we done this?
This is going to be the, well, have we have done this?
You and I.
Oh, man, it's 15, 16 years. How long have you, as long as you've been doing it, almost that long.
Yeah, so maybe a year shy, but maybe not. Yeah. I don't know. But
yes.
I started morning radio in the spring of 2001, and I think we've done it. I think we've done it every year since then. So it's good to have you back in here.
It's always great to be here with you, of course.
And what we're talking about is the Bible on parade. It is, and you know, we even got Glenn Beck involved for a year or so in this, and that was nice to see Glenn. You actually appeared on his show talking about this. How many years now for the Bible on Parade?
This will be going into our 28th year. So, you know, the last caller talks about
something,
you know, this absence of God and the need for, well, for 28 years, we unashamedly have been co-laboring with 45 to 58 different churches.
So you've been doing this since you
were like 10. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
15, but who's counting?
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, we've been co-laboring with all these different churches, any church that's willing to lay aside their doctrinal differences and unite on the city streets to say one message, that Jesus is the reason for the Christmas season. It's a united way for the church to come together and say, Merry Christmas, Brevard. So each church takes a book of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and they portray a scene on the city streets right here in Melbourne, starting at the Melbourne Auditorium, and it makes a loop around. We can go on the parade route later, and we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
But and then it comes back around where we have a presentation with music, and we have free food that we give out to the community. We give out gifts to the children. So on the parade route, each child will get a ticket that they come back to the field. Each child gets a gift. We have about 1,000 gifts to give to the children.
Uh-huh.
So it's an opportunity for the church together to say, Merry Christmas. This is what we believe in. It's a historic to Melbourne. It's not being done anywhere in the world that we gather together like this across denominational lines. We have Catholic priests gathering with Baptist ministers. And it's really just a beautiful expression of saying Merry Christmas.
Do you run an MMA-like fight afterwards or something with the priests and the ministers and the rabbis or whoever is out there?
Year two we did, but no. It's gotten a lot better, praise the Lord for that.
I was in the presentation one year, and I've seen it other times. And there are people who make this a regular part of their holiday season routine that are unchurched people that may not be believers, but they go out and they watch this parade. And I know some of them, and I see them go, and they enjoy it every year. And it's a great opportunity to hit folks with a message that they're not going to get anywhere else.
Well, you think about there's such an absence of the meaning of Christmas, and it's fine to have other expressions. However, this is what we believe is the birth of Jesus Christ. And so we celebrate that. And so we take people back to Bible times. They get to see it. They get to see the nativity scene with instrumental music and narrations. They get to see the life of Christ, the crucifixion of Christ. They see the whole presentation right there on the city streets. And one thing that we do each year is we take the parade route in such a way that we come by the, there's like, the, we call them the secluded streets. There's not many people that gather right by the hospital, except that's where the nursing homes are. And we hit three or four nursing homes, and they wheel these people out, and we let them know they're not forgotten. We love them. We give them a gift. We pray for them. And the parade goes right by them just for them to say Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah. And, that's very, very cool. Yes. It's a great event. And the music and entertainment are wonderful at the event, and the message that there is wonderful
as
well.
Indeed.
So I kind of know the piano player guy.
Oh, yeah?
He's a pretty good fellow.
All right.
Talented guy, too.
Okay.
By the way, it's Chad, just so you know. Let's talk about that parade route.
Yes.
It starts and ends at the Melbourne Auditorium.
Right.
And let's go back. There are some parades that may not happen because of the city cutting funding. You guys have never been dependent on city funding.
Right.
No,
there's a, you know, we pay for the police escort, and we have, you know, we do what we need to do to have this parade. It's funded by the participating church. So let's go over some logistics.
Yeah.
It's December the 2nd, this Saturday,
coming
at 2 p.m.
2 o'clock in the afternoon.
At Melbourne Auditorium. You can learn more about it at thebibleonparade.org. So go to the website. There's some information there. You can see the parade route. But
Google the Bible on Parade. It's going to come
number
up.
Number one.
So,
yeah, you'll find it there. So as we come out of the Melbourne Auditorium, we go down Hibiscus, and then we go right down Hickory, which is the beautiful street where there's a lake over in
right.
the,
absolutely.
The foreground you get to see. And then it goes down Fee, comes up Babcock Street,
right,
and goes past the Publix and turns right down Bulldog, which is where the high school is.
Right.
And that's where we intend to go down those streets to reach the nursing homes that are on Pine in the back corner there. And it's such a beautiful thing. They bring all the people that want to come out and see the parade. And that's something that's historic for them. They love coming out. They love coming to see it. So it's just an opportunity for, again, to share the Christmas message with the community. We're so fortunate to be able to do it here in Brevard County. This is our 28th year. And then afterwards, we have a celebration. It's going to be pizza, free pizza. So anyway.
Hello.
Yeah. So, all right. So we have to get more now, I think.
That is the goal, by the way.
Yes, indeed. Amen. That's right. And then in the evening time, we have around 6 o'clock, we have basically a buffet celebration free to the community where we just have a big Christmas party that night in the Melbourne Auditorium where we just,
oh, wow.
So it's special. It's growing.
So that's even grown beyond what it had been. That's an additional event that you didn't have
before. We've done that for the last year.
You've got to be thankful for that growth though.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And it's an honor to do this. It's a labor of love.
It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
It is. How many churches participating this year?
This year there's, I think the count is at 44 and there's some still to come. So,
almost won a book, so that's not bad. You're getting there.
Absolutely.
Some churches do multiple books.
Right. Some churches do multiple. I mean, some churches have the capacity to do multiple books, and they do them.
Now,
but of course,
the church that depicts numbers, does it look like Sesame Street with numbers walking
down
the street?
That's funny. That's very good.
I think I would do that. I'd have the count, one, two.
Yes, but the heart is, that's very funny. The heart is to have more than 66 churches. I mean, there's really no reason for every church in Brevard County to say, look, this is a way for us to come together, a family reunion with other believers across denominational lines.
And something to emphasize of the churches, too, is this doesn't have to be a huge professionally produced float.
That's correct.
I mean, there are some in there that you would think are professionally produced. Mm-hmm. But, if you've got a small church and you have trouble getting 30 people in the doors on Sunday, then you might want to do a little smaller float or something that depicts that particular
book.
What
we're doing is we're telling the greatest story that ever lived in a dramatized way.
Sure.
So it could be as simple as one person reading a scripture or saying a word about, and it's all testifying of the birth of Jesus that's to come in the New Testament.
Right. It is. It's a unique event to our community.
Yes, it is.
It's from Jesus is the Key and the other participating churches in Brevard. And it happens Saturday at 2 o'clock on the streets of Melbourne here in the Babcock District. So make sure you're out here Saturday. Chad, good luck on this event.
Thank you.
I know it's
going to
go well.
It
always does. So,
absolutely.
And to everybody who looks forward to that, it's coming Saturday. First Saturday of December, the whole time it's been going, right?
First Saturday of December every year. So just
very, very well done. Thank you, Chad. It's always good to see you, my friend.
Thank you, Bill.